During the 1930s, the practice of making pen pals began. To assist individuals to locate suitable pen pals, a society called Student Letter Exchange was formed. It aided young pupils from various nations in connecting through correspondence and learning about each other's cultures. It's not easy to come across quality pen pals these days. This became evident when this young lady was looking for a new one outside of the US. What she got was someone in her town that wanted to be her friend just a little bit too badly. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 20 of the MC Hard Podcast. This happened years ago when I had gotten my first actual job. My previous jobs consisted of just babysitting and working at a family friend's restaurant and just keeping my tips. I didn't think much of it. I figured it was harmless. I could find people around the country to chat with, learn about some other cultures, you know, all that kind of stuff. I wouldn't give out personal information about myself, no phone number, address, any of that. Nah, I wasn't stupid. I was bored, had no friends in my city because all my friends were back in my hometown, and I just wanted to kill time and loneliness and talk to people. I heard about these websites to meet pen pals around the world. I made a simple profile that stated what kind of friends I was interested in making. You know, the basic stuff. After about a month, I received a message from a man. I don't remember it word for word, but it basically said, "Hi, I found your profile, and I'm super interested in being friends." He then stated he lives in the same state as me. Though I know maybe it was rude to be snobby about someone in my state contacting me, I did politely say on my profile that I was trying to make some pen pals outside of the US. I responded politely though, and I replied to a few of his messages for a while. I found out that not only does he live in the same state, he lives in the same city as me. "I see you like anime. I love anime. I also see you've been to Japan. I have been to Japan too. Do you go to anime conventions? Maybe we could go together to the next convention that comes to town." I felt a little uncomfortable. I put right on my page I have no intention to meet up with anyone and that I just wanted to have an online pen pal. I politely told him that, and he did not take it well. "I just thought we could be friends since we have similar interests." I again politely told him I'm not interested in meeting anyone in person from the website. He pretended to be fine with it and went right back to rambling about his interests. I logged out of the website for a few days and just focused on my personal life, like going to work, doing schoolwork, and taking care of my disabled father. One day, I woke up to notifications on multiple of my instant messenger apps, all stating basically the same thing. "Hey, it's John from the Pen Pal website." He put a smiley emoticon after the message. He messaged me on like four of my chat apps, which I did not give to him. How did he find it? I was really annoyed. As politely as I could, I messaged him on the Pen Pal website. "Hey, so I don't know how you found my IDs from my chat apps, but that was kind of over the line. That wasn't really appropriate. Not one app, but you messaged me on like four. I'm sorry, but I really wanted to talk to you, and you haven't been on the website for a few days. That doesn't make it okay. I also have a personal life and a job and family. I cannot spend all of my time on here. That's why I messaged you on those apps. I don't have them listed on my profile. How did you even find them?" He avoided the subject. "I'm sorry that I did that. I'm just trying to be your friend. I just want to be friends with you." "Well, this isn't the way to do it. I'm very uncomfortable that you somehow found information on me that I didn't give to you. I don't think we should talk anymore. I don't want to be friends with you. I'm sorry. Please do not contact me again." I immediately blocked him on all of those apps and on the Pen Pal website as well. For For a few months, everything was fine. Suddenly, I got a message on one of the apps, and the user wasn't in my friends list. The message was basically as follows. You stupid, fat, ugly prick. No one will ever love you. You'll never find a man to love you. You're so freaking fat and ugly. Why don't you just go kill yourself? Do the world a huge favor. I rolled my eyes and blocked the account. Throughout the course of a year, every few months, across my multiple social media platforms, I was being harassed. I had completely forgotten about the man until I received a message on the Pen Pal website. The account didn't have names or photos. It was just a random username. The message I received was the same nonsense as before, calling me fat and ugly and telling me I should die. Once I got the message on that website, I knew it had to be him. I'd had no other issues with anyone else. I replied, saying that guy's name and telling him I know it was him and that his behavior is really sad and pathetic. I just wanted to be your friend, you freaking prick. Watch your back. Then the account blocked me. For a few more months, nothing really happened. I got one or two messages from fake accounts again, but I had grown used to it and just immediately blocked them. Then one day, I received a Facebook message from a police officer. He was contacting me about a profile I apparently made on a website called Ashley Madison. It is used for people to have affairs, hookups, etc. I had never heard of it before then, and I absolutely did not have an account on there. I had a long talk with him where he told me his department investigates human trafficking and thought I was an underage girl, possibly in danger. It had my personal Facebook account listed on the profile, as well as other ways to contact me. I was in shock. He advised me to contact the website and asked them to take down the profile, but said to me, "You seem like a sweet girl. I don't know who pissed you off, but don't read the profile." My curiosity got the better of me, but I should have taken his advice. Using some of my normal selfies, an account was made, and the profile stated a lot of horrible things, very derogatory. It made me sick to my stomach to read some of the things it said I apparently wanted to have done to me. Thankfully, the website took quick action to take down the profile. The next time I got one of those hate messages online, I snapped. I didn't hold back, cursing him out for being so immature and disgusting because someone simply didn't want to be their friend. The account blocked me without answering. I didn't get a message from any accounts for a while. One day, when I was the closer at work, I was waiting outside for a family member to pick me up. I didn't have my own vehicle, and my family would give me rides to and from work. As I was listening to music, waving goodbye to my manager as they drove off, I got a notification on one of the apps. "You ugly prick." I sighed, rolling my eyes as I opened the message. As I was typing, another message came in that made me stop typing and freeze up. "You're all alone now. I could kill you right now if I wanted to. No one would ever find you." I backed up against the building. I didn't have keys, only the manager did, who just left. I looked around through the parking lot. Not a car in sight. The streetlight shined dimly around me. My heart started to race as more messages came in. "You're so freaking ugly, you know that? No one would ever fall in love with you. Your family probably won't even miss you. You disgusting excuse for a human being. I should just kill you right now." I started to cry. My phone was shaking in my hands. Just as another text came in, the car pulled up in front of me. It was my family member coming to pick me up. I took a deep breath and quickly got in the car. "Sorry I'm late. I got stuck at 2 red lights. Your manager already left? They just left you alone out here?" "Just drive!" I accidentally screamed at them, tears streaming down my face. "What's wrong? Did something happen at work?" I was crying and shaking. They took my phone and looked at it, seeing the messages. "What in the world? Who is texting you?" I don't know who it is. Please, just drive. I want to get out of here. Now! We went back to their place, and they wanted to call the police, but I told them not to. I had no idea who they were or where to find them to make a police report against them. Instead, they called another family member who works in the IT field. After they heard the whole story, everything I've endured for almost 2 years, they told me I should have made new accounts from the beginning of this harassment. I listened to them and right then and there made new accounts on all my social media. I worked at that job for another month, but my family member had told my manager what happened, so I was never put on closing shifts again. I was only given morning shifts where I clocked out of work when the sun was still out, but I still didn't feel safe. They knew where I worked. My manager understood when I quit. All the harassment stopped. To this day, I still haven't received any more of those messages. Now, I'm married. I still live in this city, and I don't live in that neighborhood anymore. I feel comfortable, and I don't feel afraid that this person will find me and stalk me again. But even now, anytime I get a random message from somebody who isn't in my friends list, my heart races for a second. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.